AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden wrestled with the decision to pardon his son, Hunter.
Hunter was singled out because his last name was Biden, because he was the president's son. That's what we saw. And so the president believed enough is enough, and the president took action.
The pardon comes just weeks before Hunter Biden was scheduled for sentencing on gun and tax convictions. It also comes after the president said repeatedly he wouldn't pardon his son.
They tried to break his son in order to break him.
Republican Joe Walsh, a vocal Donald Trump critic, says nobody's above the law. We've been screaming. Well, Joe Biden just made clear his son Hunter is above the law. Hezbollah fired into a disputed border zone held by Israel. The militant group's first attack since its ceasefire with Israel took hold last week. National Security spokesman John Kirby says there has been sporadic violence since the ceasefire started.
You're talking about a war that's been raging now for actually many years, if you think about it, certainly since October 7th. We went from hundreds of rocket attacks to basically zero by Hezbollah and dozens of airstrikes by Israel to one or two per day. So there's been a dramatic reduction in the violence.
The U.S. and French brokered ceasefire came into effect on Wednesday, calling for a 60-day halt in fighting aimed at ending more than a year of exchanges of fire between Hezbollah and Israel. The U.S. is preparing to send Ukraine an additional $725 million in military assistance, including counter-drone systems and munitions for its high-mobility artillery rocket system, which could indicate more of the longer-range missiles are headed to the battlefield. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz visited Ukraine for the first time in more than 2 years and vowed to keep supporting Ukraine. This is AP News. It's already a winter wonderland along parts of the Great Lakes.
In New York, some folks saw up to 65 inches of snow. Meteorologist Dan Kelly with the National Weather Service in Buffalo says that's normal for this time of year.
With multi-day events, we can see, in excess of, 65 inches. So it may happen once every couple years.
Snow showers fell in western Michigan, and heavier, persistent snow of up to a foot is expected to follow. More snow, gusty winds, and freezing temperatures are forecasted later in the week. Lake effect snow warnings are in effect in parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. That's on top of nearly 4 feet of lake effect snow that fell over the weekend on upstate New York and parts of Pennsylvania and Michigan. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.